In my previous video, I talked about the relatively untapped power of the female thirst trap market. I say relatively because things are changing slowly. I talked about this game, Love and Deep Space. I'm going to be talking about that again today because I want to demonstrate to you just how delusional some women can be and just how powerful this sort of gotcha game can be in affecting women's emotions and manipulating them in ways that you would think defy reality. So, there is, of course, a subreddit for Love and Deep Space. It's enormous. And I was perusing it the other day, doing research, you could say, just interested in seeing what the landscape is like and seeing what women have to say. And I'm going to read some stuff off to you that is pretty typical for what you would expect to find on these subreddits. And it does represent a kind of peak female delusion. And so I had to go to archive to find this because at some point in time, the woman deleted this post, understandably, because imagine my shock. Look at what she has to say. So let's look at this and look at some of the responses. Title of the post: I am questioning my marriage at this point. I absolutely love this game, but it breaks my heart and soul. Hear me out. This game means so much to me. I adore every single detail about it. It's not just a game. It opened my eyes to how a man should treat a woman. As a married woman and a mother, I've been unhappy in my marriage for a long time. Without going into too much detail, I live with a narcissist, and I'll let you imagine what that's like. He slowly devoured my personality to the point where I don't even recognize myself anymore. I forgot, or maybe never realized, how I deserve to be treated until I started playing this game. Through the game, I felt emotions I thought were long gone. It makes me happy, even if only for a little while. But once I log out, the beautiful feeling fades, and I'm brought back to my reality. And now I'm questioning my marriage. I'm realizing how unhappy I've been, and how much more I deserve. I'm sorry this is so long. I just didn't know where else to share my thoughts. I hope there are people here who can understand where I'm coming from. Thank you for reading. And again, this woman deleted the post a few days later, understandably because it's utterly ridiculous. But here are some of the responses. Oh, babe, don't be sorry for posting here. Thank you for sharing. While I am not qualified to give you advice, what I can do is share my experience. I was also married to a narcissist. What you said about him devouring your personality to the point where you don't recognize yourself, I felt that. A few years ago, I took my then 5-month-old child and left my narcissist husband. I felt relief and more like myself after leaving, and I healed. We probably shouldn't let a game completely dictate our real-life relationships, but I fully believe it can teach us lessons and show us what healthy relationships could look like. It can help us raise our standards. It can help us feel good about ourselves again. Playing Lads, which is Love and Deep Space, by the way, has been therapy for me. Be strong, babe. You got this. And another very vehement You Go Girl post. Girl, leave him. As someone who was in a bad relationship, there's a sense of relief that you gain afterwards when you just realize how happy you are by yourself. Narcissism is a mental illness that you can have a perfectly happy relationship with. He probably just sucks. Your partner should lift you up, and you should feel happy with them around. If you're not happier with them around than when you're by yourself, then what's the point? I don't know how old your kids are, but divorce isn't the end of the world. Never stay together for your children. I'm not saying you are, but it's common thinking. Depending on your situation, it might be hard at first, but it will be worth it in the long run. So there are a lot of such responses to this original post, and it displays all sorts of interesting, delusional, and crackpot female behavior. So as you can see, you have the You Go Girl messaging, encouraging the woman in her negative thoughts, essentially delusional thoughts about her marriage, and the women are participating. Now, women do this all the time. They quote-unquote support each other by simply agreeing and saying the right things to each other. There's no criticism here, by the way. You won't find it anywhere here. It's all about how great this game is and how it gives women a real insight into what proper relationships are like. Notice the other response that apparently Love and Deep Space is supposed to give them this wisdom, this knowledge that they lack in real life. And again, this term narcissist, you'll see it all the time on subreddits where women post a lot. Apparently, nearly every man is a narcissist. Not all of them, but something like 80 to 90%, right? Because women will say this constantly. I married a narcissist. My husband is a narcissist. Now, what narcissism actually means in this context is not the officially diagnosed mental disorder, narcissism, which is not a huge percentage by any means of the population, it's a fraction, but rather the man, the husband, is probably tired from work, he's busy, he's stressed out, he's got other things to worry about, apart from kowtowing to her and serving her every need. And this then is translated into women's code or women's language into, that's narcissism. Your husband's working 60, 70 hours a week, busting his butt, stressed out, tired, not sleeping enough, and he just wants to chill? Well, he's a narcissist. Very common theme, and you see it here. Because as I said in the previous video, what this game does is it taps into the inner female psyche regarding what women want. And if you thought at first it was just about young women, well, no, you have married women with children here who are praising this game over their marriages and find this game more appealing. And for some of them, apparently, it's a blueprint. Now, notice some of the themes here. I'll be posting a link to this in the description. The themes are these characters, these bots basically in the game, give them their undivided attention, make them feel real, and make them feel wanted. Now, they do this because the makers of this game understand female psychology. So let's have a little look at some of the characters these women fawn over that are apparently much better than their husbands in real life and their marriages. Now, there are currently four different love interests, but they're planning on adding a fifth. And a lot of these love interests are sort of stereotypically anime-esque, that sort of thing. But let's start. You have Xavier, a mysterious, super strong fighter that saves the main character's life on a battlefield and then disappears. It just so happens that not only does she get assigned to the same unit, but he's also her upstairs neighbor. So, of course, they end up working together. Looks very innocent, but struggles to express his emotions, so it's up to her to teach him. And this guy's apparently actually an alien. Then you have Zane, a cold and collected medical doctor. And the main character is his patient. He's also her childhood friend, but he takes his job very seriously and doesn't indulge her too much. The objective is to thaw out his heart so that I can care about you as a patient slowly becomes I care about you as a person and then as a woman. And he's also a secret government scientist that knows why the woman is so special. Then you have Raphael, a sensitive, egotistical artist that hires the main character as a bodyguard assistant. It seems like he only cares about his work, but he likes having her around. 80% teasing and annoying the player, 20% genuine affection. He also happens to be a merman from an ancient civilization that met the main character when they were kids. She made a promise to wait for him to get human legs, but trauma made her forget, and he's very upset about it. Then you have Silas, the true bad boy. He's leader of a massive criminal organization that becomes interested in the main character and her special abilities. Tries to force her to resonate with him. He's very aggressive and gropes her and forces hand-holding. But it turns out that she needs to genuinely like him to do so. He seduces her instead. Dark and mysterious version of all the above. He constantly teases the main character, demeans her, and doesn't really care about what she wants or thinks. Thankfully, the main character is so special that she does make him care eventually. So he makes her his queen of the underworld. Okay, so you can see very, very fruity themes here, very fruity characters, I have to say, and perfectly in keeping with what women love in romance novels and that kind of kitsch. And the way the gacha game works, the way they milk the women out of their money, is they basically have to buy cards that have different things they can offer in terms of the relationships. They're premium cards, which are all based on RNG. And so women spend the money in the hopes that they get the special card that might give them a new character, a new scene, a new text, a new outfit, whatever it might be. And this is basically how this game is making hundreds of millions, because you have grown women, in some cases, who are married with children, who are playing this game and lusting and obsessing over pixels. And it also helps this is a mobile game, so you just can hold it in your hand and play the game all day. Mobile games are the most popular genre of game for women if you look at the stats. Overwhelmingly, when people talk about women gamers, they're talking about women playing mobile games. They're not talking about women playing standard PC games or Xbox or whatever. So this gives you a bit of insight into this strange world of the untapped thirst market, because it's not untapped anymore. And it also goes to show how absolutely delusional some women can be about certain things. You know, As a man, and I'm sure you know this because you're men, you are quickly reminded that your fantasies are basically delusions, that the things you might dream about are probably not real, and that you probably can never actually have them. Well, in many cases, women are not taught that, which is why they actually think this game is a guide to how relationships should be, and why oftentimes they're disappointed by their IRL relationships, because there aren't chads who attend to them at every moment and see how special they are, because people are just people, and nobody's really special at the end of the day. You're taught very early on, through experience by other people, that what you want is probably irrelevant, and what you want is probably unreasonable as well. And everyone is very quick to tell you that, if you happen to be a man. Not so with women, which is another reason why this game is so effective and so powerful at roping women in. Many women are never told about what's reasonable in terms of human relationships and even just basic human existence. They have a parallel universe they exist in where they think that they're really special, they're really different. And you notice the language being used in some of these posts. You'll read things like, you deserve this girl, you go girl, he doesn't deserve you. So I think a lot of women, unfortunately, in part due to biology and just evolution, but also in part due to the conditioning that has emerged in our current social and cultural environment, a lot of women really think they're unique and special. I got news for you. No one is unique and special. But this game seems to imply that you are, because that's what the chad bots do for these women. They feed into the female delusion. Now, you could make the argument that games like Helldivers 2, or games in which you conquer, or games in which you engage in PvP, that fulfills the male dream. And a lot of men are made fun of for that to this day, still, back in the day, way, way more. In general, video games as a guy, if you were alive in the 90s or the 80s, you knew that playing video games was anathema to most people. You were a complete loser if you did that. Well, times have changed, and all perfectly fine. And it really begs the question, when we look at this asymmetry, how healthy it is to cater to female delusion in this case. Is it really good for these women to think that a game that is not based on reality, that has incredibly attractive guys that are mermen and aliens and super-duper leaders of criminal organizations, how they have this profound interest in little old main character because she's so special? I don't think so. Now, we need to be honest. This is a selection effect at the end of the day. Only some women are going to buy into this literally and figuratively. They're going to spend money and they're going to play it. But it's a pretty big chunk of a selected population. And it does reflect this general trend women have of A, deluding themselves into thinking they're really special, not just normal human beings, but something really, really profound and really amazing. And the usual female support network of encouragement in their delusions. So the alleged narcissist, probably a husband who's just working a lot and very busy, well, he needs to be left by his wife because, well, that's what the girls say. You leave him, girl. You go, girl. He's a narcissist. You deserve better. Because Zane the alien treats you the way you're supposed to be treated, the way you deserve. Apparently, these women never got the message. You don't deserve anything in life. Nobody does. That's just not how life works. You have wants and desires. You can say that's what you want. But deserve is a different word. And they use the word to justify these strange and intrusive thoughts they have that could potentially lead to the ruination of their relationships and marriages. In some cases with children. They have children with their husbands, and they're still considering this stuff. So, if you want to see how deep the rabbit hole goes, Love in Deep Space is a great portal into the rabbit hole. And more importantly, there's going to be more and more of this as time goes by. Catering to female delusion, supporting it, and then justifying it through the classic female circle jerk of, you go, girl, you do it, you're doing the right thing, you deserve to be happy, that sort of thing. And I can assure you, gentlemen, this is only the beginning. People are always talking about men being addicted to streamers, boob streamers, whatever. This is a lot worse. Most of these guys who are quote-unquote addicted to this stuff, or even prawn, they're lonely guys, they don't have responsibilities. These are grown women in marriages with children talking about leaving their husbands because their husband's allegedly a narcissist, and this game somehow fulfills their needs. It's a fiction. It's a video game. It's a mobile game. It's not even a proper game. And many of these women are struggling to distinguish between reality and fiction. Anyway, as always, thank you very much indeed for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. You keep the channel alive. Without you, it couldn't exist. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, do the usual jazz of liking the video, commenting, sharing, subscribing. If you're not yet a sub, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.